I'm recording this in January 2022, and COVID-19 is still going strong due to the Omicron virus. I guess that I don't see this going away for very soon. It's becoming more of an endemic than a pandemic. I think we're likely to have viruses such as COVID or influenza with us more or less permanently, with different levels of flare-up. In January 22, I see we've had in the summer and autumn, we've had students going back to their classrooms, but now we're moving again to online learning for January. I think all this just emphasizes that we need to take online learning more seriously. It's not going to go away any more than the viruses are going to go away. And we're likely to have other reasons for school or colleges closing, such as natural disasters, bad weather, hopefully not school shootings and so on. But we need some kind of system that allows us to operate in an emergency, and online learning is very, very important for that. So I think the distinction between emergency remote learning and properly designed online or blended learning is really important. Just because you bought a car that doesn't work doesn't mean to say that all cars are bad. What we need is quality control to make sure that there aren't problems with the car when you buy one. And the same applies equally to online learning. We need to put in quality controls to ensure that we're doing it properly. On the last activity, about the appropriateness of online learning in the school system, well, I think there are a lot of issues here that are much more serious than in the post-secondary system. Many children are spending too much time on screens, and we know that can affect especially their early development. Learning the appropriate use of devices is very important. So that suggests some use of online learning, even with the younger children, if it's only in a negative sense of trying to prevent inappropriate use. But also, I think there are also some good uses that can be made of tablets and devices, even for younger children. First of all, there are lots of online resources available, but it's really important that these are age appropriate and educationally appropriate. And this is a real responsibility for teachers here to screen out inappropriate materials, to choose materials that are appropriate for the students depending on their age. It also suggests that blended learning is going to be much more appropriate for most younger children than online learning. And the advantage of that is that you can integrate better their digital learning with their in-person learning. And lastly here, the role of importance, I think, is very important. We need to give them much stronger guidelines than we have in the past about how children can be using devices to further their learning, and provide that kind of help for parents so that they have a clear idea what to do. Very simple things like making sure that if students have online work to do, they set a time and a place that's appropriate for study, and they make sure that they monitor that activity and don't allow students to not do it and so on. But also advising parents that their job is not to teach the students, but to create an environment in which they can do their learning. The rest of this book is about ensuring high quality in digital learning and identifying its strengths and weaknesses for different target audiences. Epidemics and other emergencies merely emphasize the importance of a professional approach to the use of online and blended learning.